Time for Friday Travel with Quentin. Quentin Long, the founder of AustralianTraveller.com, joins me now. Quentin, happy Friday. We've had happier Fridays. The Middle East is in turmoil, and I don't know, it's very, very hard to keep monitoring where DFAT's saying you can and can't go. There's another government app called Smart Traveller, isn't there? And it's very easy to understand. Sorry, Quentin, good morning to you.
Morning, Luke. That's all right. I didn't want to interrupt you on your flow, mate. But yes, so obviously the situation in Israel and Gaza is pretty dire and upsetting for everybody. And we all sort of recognise that there is problems everywhere in that particular region. But it's not time to completely cancel everything that even goes anywhere near it. And I think that's a really telling thing. There are some things you have to be aware of. There are some things you have to think about redoing or rescheduling, but it doesn't mean any travels within the Middle Eastern area are out the door. And I'll give you an example. My sister is currently just left Egypt, about to land in Jordan, no problems.
Right.
It does mean you have to be a little bit more aware of where things are changing. But if you are smart and use common sense, and as we've always said a million times, I think we should say it almost every week, Luke, problem with common sense, not very common. But you'll be able to be okay and you'll enjoy yourself. So she's just had a fat old time going and seeing all the temples just near the Aswan Dam in Egypt. And now she's in Jordan. And she texted me. And she said, because when she was in Egypt, I texted her and said, oh, by the way, just so you know, they're going to open up the borders. It looks like they're going to open the southern border in Gaza to let refugees out into Egypt. They didn't. But, you know, it may cause some people to be a bit uncomfortable, and it may cause people to want to think about not being there. And I said, I wouldn't cancel personally, depending on your risk tolerance.
Okay. Now, I looked up Smart Traveller, which is a government agency, a government app. First thing, in red, do not go to Lebanon. It says, do not travel to Lebanon due to the volatile security situation and the risk of security situation deteriorating further. So Lebanon would be out. I'm tipping... Yeah. Jerusalem would be out. Tel Aviv would be out.
You know what's really interesting, and this tells you something about what we think is about to happen, is the only two places in that region that are do not travel on Smart Traveller, and I'll come back to how good Smart Traveller is, is actually Lebanon and Gaza. It says reconsider your need to travel to Israel. It doesn't say do not travel. Which tells you where they think the highest danger area, which is basically Israel's about to get medieval and go nuts in Gaza and southern parts of Lebanon, which is northern Israel, which is where Hezbollah is most active. And so, it really just shows you again how the situation is localized into those two particular regions, and that, you know, countries outside those two areas will be fine to travel into. And quickly, just on Smart Traveller, we are very lucky in Australia to have an asset, and it is an asset like Smart Traveller, which is constantly monitoring every situation in every country in the world and gives us incredible advice on how best to travel and where not to travel to. The other thing to remember, and we bring it up every week again, travel insurance. If the Smart Traveller says, do not travel, your travel insurance will not cover you. So you have to be really mindful of that. And again, if it says reconsider your need to travel, you might want to check your travel insurance and whether it will cover you if you still travel after it says reconsider your need to travel.
Are most airlines still flying in that area? You just told us your sister went from Egypt to Jordan. No cancellations, no delays?
No.
Wow.
Smooth. I mean, look, it is difficult. There are heightened concerns, but there are not, in that sort of not specifically Israel to somewhere like Dubai or, you know, none of these repatriation flights, normal commercial flying outside those two regions, or really basically Israel, Gaza, and the southern parts of Lebanon, you're fine. And people seem to be getting around quite okay.
Quentin Long is with us, founder of AustralianTraveller.com. But once again, it's Smart Traveller. It is a government app, and it's very, very easy to look at. Or just Google Smart Traveller, and it's really well laid out. So please, before traveling, have a good look at that and make up your own mind. Now, just going from that to the ridiculous.
Yes.
There is an international drama going on with bed bugs. Don't yeah. laugh. Don't laugh.
Oh, sorry. It's not. It's hard not to laugh. This story comes up once a year for me, so every time I'm ready for it. Yeah.
Okay. So apparently, internationally, there is a problem with bed bugs. I believe it broke out in France and in the UK. And pest companies have seen a 65% jump in the cases of bed bugs just in the UK. And there's a hell of a warning to people who are travelling to and from the UK to make sure that you're clear. What's going on with bed bugs?
Yeah, it breaks out every... So different cities around the world have different...
What are bed bugs?
You don't want to, you've never, oh, they're like little mites.
Night, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite.
Yeah. They're all like, have you never had a case of bed bugs?
No, we had head lice with our kids at one point, is it?
No, I get, so look, New York is the world's epicenter of bed bugs. Notoriously bad.
What are they?
They're just little mites.
That like fleas, bite. Are they like fleas?
Yeah, but more invisible than fleas. They're smaller than fleas. Much, much smaller. Insidious little blood-sucking bastards is probably the best description I can give you.
It's a bit like politicians. But smaller. Okay, I've got you.
Yeah, so they're just little mites or flea-like things that bite you. They live in the sort of bedding. And they get into the mattresses and then they proliferate and they feed on you. And so what's really interesting, just so you know, New York used to, when you get a mass breakout, New York is the place where you usually get them. People were getting bed bugs from just in the cinemas. It was so bad.
No.
Paris at the moment is a big, big epicenter. It's obviously leading because Paris, London, you know, it's sort of a traveller's paradise. In Australia, they call it the Bed Bug Highway, which is from Cairns down to Melbourne, and it's from about August till about December, and all the hostels all the way down just see, they just wait for their bed bug infestation to arrive at some stage.
Jesus.
it's common. It's not... that's why I'm laughing. Sorry, Luke. But there's all sorts of technology. Like there's mattresses that the hostels used to buy that were better at sort of trapping the bed bugs so they wouldn't breed and get out and start nipping you. But do you know what they travel in? The big thing that they travel in is bags. And so when you get to a hotel and you pick up your bag and you put it on the bed, that's when the bed bugs jump out and jump in a bed and then attack you. So it is actually... Well, I once got them in
have you had bed bugs?
Yeah, gotcha. When I was backpacking in 1991, and I woke up on the actually almost exactly, it was on the 22nd of October, Luke, because in 1991, and the reason I know that it was because the night before I'd been celebrating my birthday drinking Long Island iced teas illegally because I'd turned 19.
Yeah,
and then woke up the next morning with more than just a severe hangover. And then,
so it wasn't the usual dose of crabs. It was, it was bed bugs.
I am just for the record. I might have a face for radio, mate, but I don't have to pay for it. Let's put it that way. So yes, I woke up and then I flew to LA the next day. And when I got to LA, I was covered in little bed bug bites.
But, okay.
Thank you for casting aspersions on my need to pay for it.
What's the Aussie highway?
The Aussie bed bug highway is from Cairns to Melbourne.
Because as I say, you can get mud crabs in Cairns, but you can also get bed bugs.
That's it.
And it
just happens in the hostels. It's usually a backpacker.
Imagine checking in at Crown Casino or some flat, the regional, the Hilton, and you're paying $800 a night and you get bed bugs. Can't they hit them with the old Peebo?
They have systems of eradicating it, but they only know they're so bloody hard to find and small. The problem is you only know they're there when someone complains. Although there's this new technology that you sent me earlier today about that's right, quite interesting about how they are trying to monitor for them before people have come back to you and tell you you've got them. So it's really interesting how the technology is there. But the problem is that, mate, look, I know half a dozen hotels, 4-star and above, in Sydney, they've had outbreaks.
Yeah, okay. It takes the eggs about 2 weeks to incubate, apparently. Yeah. And you were just mentioning there is a device, a small plastic box that contains a pheromone.
Yeah.
A chemical designed to attract bed bugs. And if the bug crawls inside, a small camera takes a picture and sends it over the internet. You know what? My mate Andrew at Pestrol, here is a new device for him.
Yes.
He's got Andrew at pestrol.com.au. I may as well give him a plug. Get onto this. Find a bed bug pisser offerer, like you have with your rats and your mice and your cockroach thing, and sell it to all the hotels. There you go. See, I'm an ideas man.
You are an ideas man. But he must have some scary stories. Have you ever listened to these pest blokes, their stories about rats are just horrifying.
Do you know what? You've given me an idea. Thomas, we need to get a pest exterminator on the radio, because I love talking about interesting jobs. We need to get a pest exterminator on the radio and tell us a day in the life of Mr. Rentokill. That's what we need.
You do. The horrific stories. I was once talking, sorry, I'm getting way out of my lane here, but I was once talking to a guy in our first office, and sorry, I'm being a bit nostalgic because next week we launch our 100th edition of Australian Travel, and so I've been thinking about the journey that the last 8.5 years has been. But in our first office, it was such a hole at the back, was this thing we called Rat Alley. And so there was this pest inspector who used to come along, and he told me stories because he used to do some of the car parks in the city near the David Jones food hall.
Yeah.
And he said the rats were in like dogs. They were that big. It was just, oh, mate.
Stop.
And he was like, some of the traps they use are just horrible. And I don't want to put people off.
How did we get to this?
I don't know, mate. Well, listen to us just wagging on. But yeah, some of the stuff they do is amazing. Yes, you'll be horrified to hear the story.
Okay. I'm going to get a professional pest exterminator on the radio next week or sometime soon, and we'll hear their wonderful, wonderful stories. Mate, good luck with your Richie Bits. No, I'm only joking. Would I have gone backpacking with you in the late 80s? Yes, of course I would.
It would have been dangerous for everyone.
It would have been a lot of fun. Hey, Quentin, we'll talk next week about your 100th anniversary.
Perfect. Thanks, mate. You have a great morning and weekend.
Love your work, mate. Quentin Long, Travel on the... I feel itchy now. I feel... Just thinking about it makes you want to scratch, doesn't it? See ya.
See ya.